bajiti.
Okay, is it on?
This is on.
Oh, so we're talking about the Issa. I should wait for a second. Right. So we're talking about the Issa of taking a picture. If it is an Issa, you'd have to take a picture of the sunset, of the sun and moon with an Issa. In the morrow, you're not allowed to make surahs of the Chamor Levona. Now, in the sugya itself, the morrow before, there's several points here. One of the points is the morrow before, there's a nafkamina between Bolates and Shikar, something which is a proper three-dimensional image, or something which is sunken in. Now, Tosafot says, what was the problem by Rabbi Gamliel? So Rabbi Gamliel didn't make something which is Bolet. He had pictures. The Gemara asked, how can Rabbi Gamliel have Tzuras of the Levona to test the Eden? Did you see this? Did you see that? And I said, how was that Mutah? So I said, it was simple. It wasn't Boletes. So Tosa says that by the Chama, the Levona, Kechavim, it's also to make even a two-dimensional image. Now Tosa says, the Loshon is, Ein Chilu Yom Zekin, V'chein Barakiyah Shekin Hein. When we see the sun and the moon, we see them as two-dimensional objects. They're really three-dimensional, but we see them as two-dimensional. So that's how they appear to us, and that's for us an Issa to make a sun and moon two-dimensional. What about the tour of Odom, to make a form of a person, is an Issa to make a statue, and this is a Issa. Shaiv applies to a part of a person only, or the whole person, okay. But this din, that there's even two-dimensional Issa, does that apply to a person? Can you have to draw a picture of a person? So in Shulchan Aruch Paskens, there's no Issa. But the Taz brings down, Shizus Ramban, is that even a two-dimensional drawing is a problem. And Taz says, you chay Shizus Ramban, he doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch is on the Sechus, he just ignores the Shizus Ramban, the Chochmas Odom, the latest Pesach on the Yeridea, says, yeah, you should be chay Shizus for the Ramban. So then, Lechayra, we have fish the Ramban, you've got a shayla now, when it comes even to a person, taking a portrait of a person. I like to take a portrait picture of a person. Let's not make it, get into any other, a full portrait picture of a person. If it's only part of the person, it's not a shayla, but a full portrait of a person. So the Taz himself says that even though these are things which are also, those things which are also, even if they're two-dimensional, we're talking about when you're using some form of substance, some sort of ink which has got some sort of substance to it. But if your mama is just like colouring something which has got no form bichlal to it, no zayat at all, is that wouldn't bichlal in the is at all. It's got no height to it, it's mamash, nothing. Now, the Shachan Kuzakas disagrees, but the Ben Yishchai says that Lamaisa, he talks about this new invention, this new machine, which is in Europe, called the photograph, which... Yeah, is people on taking a photo to Sodom, and then he says that this is like even though the Taz itself necessarily is a machlokes, but this is even less than what the Taz is talking about. This is mamash completely flat, and mamash a photo has no height to it, and the whole thing of ma'aseh we don't pass him ikadin. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass him like Rambam the ikadin. So therefore, you guys, although it's brought down, there were gedolim who were makpid. Not to allow photos to be taken of them, not about Pika. But besides that, I'm talking about Pi Halacha, the Chaznish was very mappy then. Even then, you allowed the guy to do it for a passport photo, part of the person is. There were shittas who were machmir at us off that even b'shikas, even a photo, we don't allow b'shikas or Odom. But obviously, generally, the minig is that you have a chasn photos, you have b'misr photos, you have anything else, a mappy on that. Okay? Now, Chamo Olavono. Shulchan Aruch Paskens is also Meikhadin. Unlike Odom, Meikhadin and Paskens is only three-dimensional, but Chama Olavono, a picture of the sun, the moon, the Kechovim, like Tosafot says, they appear to us two-dimensional, so therefore Meikhadin, there's an Issa D'Oraisa to make a picture of a sun or the moon or Kechovim, even if it's two-dimensional. That's Shulchan Aruch Paskens.
What's the kasha? Because the
Buddha,
when
it
can be
on the
shapes like bananas.
Oh, that's the point. Oh, okay. So now, the Shulchan Aruch, that these things which are also to make, only also to make when they're shleiming.
Oh.
Yeah? If they're complete. If you make a part missing, so then there's no Issa. So Agav, Padis Yosef asked the Kasha, Padis Yosef Baal, why isn't it so Chatzi Sheh of Simchat Torah? It's an interesting Kasha, and Lechoy, the Lomdus, in Lomdus, the Achoyne make a chiluk in Hilchot Shabbos between Chatzi Sheh and Chatzi Melocha. It's your Dua read that something wears an Issa, which is a Sheh, which is bound by a quantity. You have to do a certain amount in order to be over the Issa. So then we get into the subject of Chatzi Sheh of Simchat Torah. But something which is defined by a quality, so then it's called a Chatzi Melocha. So for example, if there's a Sheh for Bishul on Shabbos, so how much Bishul, how much of a substance do you have to cook to be over? So different substances, so the one that says, a small amount is enough to be over. You take that small amount and you cook it, you're over. So for half that amount, so that's not the Issa which being a carbon for, that would be Issa Chayv Skila, but you've changed the quantity, so now it's a Chatzi Sheh also Minatoyo. Well, what happens if I cook it for half the amount of time? There's a certain degree of Bishul, Ma'atul Benjusso, you have to achieve a certain degree of Bishul in order to be over. You have to cook it for 10 minutes. 15 minutes, whatever it is, in order to reach a degree, that's called cooked. But put it in, take it out, maybe that's not called cooked, and therefore, but if I cook it for less than that degree of Bishwa, I cook it for 5 minutes instead of 10 minutes. Is that Chatzi Sheh also material? No, because the amount of time that you need for cooking is not a sheer, it's not a sheer amount of time Bishwa, it's the amount, it's the quality of the Bishwa that you need. So you're missing the quality of the Bishwa. So therefore, L'chayra, that same sora has to be applied, the same nanas has to be applied here. When you make a tsura, that's an issa. When you make half a tsura, you haven't done half of the quantity of the issa. You made half a pitcher, half a table, half a thing. It's not a quality. So yeah, it's a part of the the quantitative element is lacking here. It's not part of the quantitative element. I got akuponim. So now the question is. Mafash asks, going back to Halacha, we said that the Issa is only if they're Shleimim. To draw part of a sun, part of the Kechon, is not Asa. Faith of Mafash, if Nachmanim asks, we don't understand. The moon is a ball. It's a 3 sphere, but in two-dimensional terms, it's a ball. So during the month, we see more of it or see less of it. So at the beginning of the month, you just see a crescent. You see the banana-shaped moon. Yeah. So Rabbi Gamliel, he was testing the Edim. So what was he showing them? He was showing a little crescent. Did you see the crescent? Was it like this? Was it like that? Whatever the moral says, how used to do for Helen, right? To see if they were genuine or not. He wasn't showing them the full moon. So why was there an Issa? Says the Achronim, everyone in their own sort of know something. Sure, so others say, in the Kudiz Azoi, that the Issa is to make a Tzura of the Chaman of Honor the way we see it. It may not be inaccurate. It could be a scientist will tell you, the sun, it's huge and it has gases and it has this and it has this and it's got a centerpiece and it's got That's not the way we see it. We see a round ball in the sky. That's what's awesome. You see the moon as a crescent? That's awesome. Really it's a full moon and you only see part of it there? Yeah, but the way we see the moon during certain times of the month is as well. Therefore, it's an issue to make a crescent of the moon. So, now, there is a Now, question as follows. If we accept this principle, that you can't draw a crescent of the moon either. Is it the right to draw a crescent of the moon? Because Agav, I saw that Mr. Karelis has a kundrus on this Semen Shulchan Aruch, at the back of Shoni on Pesach, he has a kundrus where he goes to all these halachas. Several interesting things. One interesting thing he says is, since the Issa is the way we see it, then to draw just an outline will be also. You have to cut the whole thing in. Yeah? Because we see a solid ball. We don't see an outline. That's what he said. Interesting. Fine. Oh, but this is where he says Nachasora, which he says is that. Rabbanu says the same thing. Now, questions like this: do we say part of the moon is Osa, crescent? Why? Because that's the way we see it. What happens if I draw a picture of a moon which is obscured partly by a cloud? Yeah, or which is what I really want to come to. What happens if you draw a sunset? You've got the sea out to the horizon, and you've got the sun just bobbing, half the sun bobbing over half the water. Do we extend the argument and say as follows? Yes, the way we see it, and part of the month. The moon is a crescent, is also so the sun, when we see it, part of the day is a sun. Or the moon, when we see it, there are times when we see the moon being obscured in our account. So, Rav Nissim Karelitz says, Rav Vozna, that, no, it's not a dim, you can't compare the two. The moon, that is the moon. During the month, that is the moon. That is the whole moon, that is the complete moon. The sun, we know it's a complete ball. It's obscured sometimes. Sun is going below the horizon. We know very well it's clearly being obscured. It's part of the sun. Therefore, he says, no, issa to draw a sun as a setting. As it's below, once it's hit below the horizon, you don't see part of it. As long as part of it is not drawn, there's no issa. Yeah, brother, father disagrees. He says in Sora that the same, but the mice of the Rav Vozna and both Rav Vozna and Rav Nissim Karelitz say that. No. So now they also another thing to know is that besides for the issa of making it, which is an issa derived from the Rav Vozna, the one that says an issa to have it, an issa to have all these things, there's an issa to have them. And Pashas, most of Pashas learn is one mission. Doesn't know that, but it's an Issa of Chashad. The Chashad is not Chashad that you made it, but Chashad that you were Oyved it. So now, if you have a Tsuras Odom, the Shai that's with Pashas, you got having dolls in the house. If you had a doll, to make a doll, might be Shai and Issa Duraisa. Pashas speak about, the Ramazan speaks about it there, what happens if you have a toy doll and the arm pops out. And you shove the arm back in. That might go into the shayv issa siyas tsuras odom, which might be a shayv of the rice. But if you didn't make it, what it says Rav Gamliel, what was his heta? Achayim also go. Others made the thing. There's no issa siyah. Faith, the one that answers that. Okay, very good. There's no issa siyah. There's some issa to keep it. The one says to him, it was shalrabim. Since he was a base of the nosi, everyone's coming in and out. In a place where the shalrabim, there's no tshadat. For a yochid to have such an item is also shalav zora. So now, Pashas says before in the poskim that issa only applies to something which is three dimensional. Like even if there's an issa to make things or draw things which are two dimensional, but the issa chashad only applies to three dimensional items because it's a different issa. So chashash avodah zara, no one's chashish a person's avid a two dimensional image. If you have a three-dimensional image of a sun or a moon or something which people were over, it might even be, it has to be mazolas of the Chamal Levana, yeah? It's more than just the Chamal Levana, so then there's a Chashad. So now, another point that worthwhile mentioning is, the one that says, Shani Rang Gamliel, what was his heta? Achim also the other image of him. Fate places, what do you mean? Amir al-Akum is also Asa. Amir al-Akum, you're not allowed to ask a great deal, not only by Shabbos, you paskin by all averus, you're not allowed to directly ask someone to do a goy to do an issa. Tosa says, "Tzorich mitzvah mutar." Tosa holds Amir la'akum, even if it's not shos to shos, is mutar tzorich mitzvah. Fine. Unfortunately, speak about this Tosa. Now, let's go back to Rosh Hashanah. If we consider taking a photograph, of a sunset. So there's three stages in the sunset. One is when the ball is above the ball of the sun, the whole ball of the sun is visible. So that would be a shayla, the chirim is the raisa of making a two-dimensional image of the sun. He said the Ben Ishchai holds that photograph might not be included in that. But that was only talking about Suras Odom, which Me'ika Dimi Paskin is not also by two-dimensional things. So fine, anyway, it's not also dimensional, it's for us to say that a photograph is even less than that, then fine. But we're talking about making a picture of the sun, a two-dimensional picture of the sun, so shayla the raisa, it could be you want to rely on that. Now, when you take the photograph though, what are you actually making, right? So there are people in this room who are still old enough to remember the old film cameras. When you took a picture of a film, nothing actually happened. There was a chemical reaction on the film, which you had to put a negative and develop a negative burn-off in chemical compound. But nowadays, I don't know if you can buy them anymore, film anymore. Everything's a digital camera. When you take a picture on the screen, two things normally happen. One is it gets saved in the memory of the camera or the card. And number two, a picture appears on the screen that you're taking. So that you can either turn on, you can turn it off that, but the type of the picture which is saved on the disc is not nothing, so it's a digital image, it's not called Asiya. On the screen as well, there's a big mockum to say that it's a temporary item, that's not Okium, and it's not called Asiya. The shayla is, what happens when you want to develop this picture? When you want to develop this picture. So now, Pashtus, there should be no problem for the Yisrael It's not an Isasiya, he's not made it, he's taken the fruit, he's not done anything. He wants to give it to develop. Who's going to be developing it? So if you give me the Eretz Yisrael to develop, so then you've got a problem, the Yid is developing it. If you're giving it in to Eretz Yisrael to go to develop, so then you've got a Shaila, so he says, Amir Lachman. Okay, so Amir Lachman and Yishayim and Rabbanon. So Vaiti can rely on a photograph, perhaps, there's no Issa. If the person you give it into is actually the fellow gentleman who develops it, as normally is the case, you give it into somebody behind the desk and he passes it on to someone else, so then you go, then Amir la Amir. It's not a direct Amir to a guy, you're not giving instructions to the guy who's developing, you're asking somebody to pass on that to someone else, which itself is not a kula, which is not a machlaikas. By Shabbos, it could be a machle by Amir la Amir, but it could be a shayi string, if you're taking a picture of a sun, which is already halfway below the horizon, so then the Chut Shani and Ravosa both say that's not Bechal Issa, because it's not called Shleimim. But if you take a picture of a crescent of a moon, that would be worse, and that would be like taking a picture of the whole ball of the sun.
That's what I see always, but you're not seeing the whole thing.
You're seeing part of the thing, and you know that is the whole month. This is the whole of honor.
So this time of day is.
Yeah, it's time of day, right? There's a time of day, time of month. This is the whole. Okay, it's a shining thing like that, and the mice. So on the photograph itself, Ayodei Goy is zichor amokum to be makel, and you have a keeping a photo. If you buy a photo of a fun sunset, so then there's zichor only a shining with Rabbonon. And Pashas, the Poskim say it only applies to a three-dimensional image, even though the sun and the moon, there's an Issa Asiyah making it two-dimensional, but there is a Chashad of Avodah Zarah, but only a three-dimensional image. A wax image, to make it would be awesome. To make a model, to make it would still be awesome. This is the right to make a man to visit. Image. To go and visit is not a Shkaya. Yeah.
Not the Shkaya.
Yeah.
Shkaya.